One man who's always very good in tipping the listeners into a winner is Simon Miller, and the stable's on fire. He's looking for a Group 1 after taking the Group 2 a couple of weeks ago in Adelaide, and he's been living it up. How are you, Simon?
Morning, Michael. You well?
Yeah, very well, mate. And you?
Good. I've had a working holiday, one would speak, whilst in Adelaide. I've landed Monday night and watched both horses gallop really well, and then went out the Murray Bridge on the Wednesday and had a look at that, and then just got back into work mode. So it's been a good little trip.
Yeah, I've been following it all on social media. Looks like you're having a ball over there, which is good.
I am. I'm enjoying myself.
Got to enjoy yourself when you can, especially when you've got young kids at home as well.
100% right.
What can we expect tomorrow? You've got Valor Road going here in the Goodwood. We'll talk about Lady Cosmology in a moment, but gee, it was a good win last start. Beautifully rated in front. Are you expecting a bit more pressure in the Goodwood?
Absolutely. There'll be a lot more tempo than what was displayed the other day. But, I mean, if they want to let us get away with it, then that's fantastic. He was really good. Just Lady was strong. He was holding them off. Probably worked up pretty solid the last 400 in his gallop. So he's come through that in really good order. But this race will have a lot more tempo, and that's one thing that he tries on, a very fast tempo. So it'll be more of an advantage than a disadvantage.
I was going to say, he doesn't have to lead, does he?
No, not at all, but you'd think he'd be in the first four, depending on who wants to go crazy. So he's a beautiful horse to ride, purely because he's not one-dimensional. He can lob him wherever you like, and I mean, you can slow away first up this time in and then hunt them all down. So, I mean, not that we want to go back, but, he'll ride the speed somewhere.
How do you think that Euclid's form will line up to the form through the Sangster?
Well, I think the winner from the Sanctus looks very, very hard to beat. Sectionally, it was very impressive, and visually it was. Just whether we set the race up to allow her to run into it again, or whether the dynamics change and it probably makes it a little bit more difficult for her to run into it. But she's the clubhouse leader for sure. Mm. But I think the ones behind us in the Euclid's, if we go a bit stronger, then that'll be, as I said, that'll be to our advantage. And so I'd like to think we'd have them come.
Well, you know that form through the Sangster really well, because that's the form line from Lady Cosmology, who ran well because she was caught out wide, but unfortunately you've got another horror barrier.
Yeah, the old visitor's door, they haven't looked after me. So 17-17.
What are you going to do?
Good thing is, she rolls forward, but I wouldn't think the pressure would be as strong as what it was in the Sangster. So, and she was riding that hot speed, so we'll aim to come across, and if there's a position available where we can drop in, we will, and if we can't, we'll just have to keep rolling. I'm being optimistic, of course, but it's a good run from that barrier to the home turn where you've got 600 metres before you start to turn, so we'll just gradually keep coming across and hopefully we can get in somewhere. But she's another one that if the tempo's on, it won't worry her either, so as you saw when she was brave the other day. But ideally, you'd love to draw her inside, but that's not the way.
Well, if she can get a half-decent run, she could just be too good for them, couldn't she?
Yeah, agree. She's got the right credentials to win this race and coming off what was a really good run. And that run never knocked her about post-race either, which the harder the run she has, the better she pulls up, which is normally not the case with horses. So she's in the zone and ready, just need a bit of luck, but I think she's a great chance.
Well, two red hot chances in Adelaide, and then when we're looking for a winner, we look for S.A. Miller in the form guide over at home in Perth. And, gee, you've got a couple of nice runners. Flutini's got Arcadia Queen form.
I just had a little look before. They're betting black odds on her, so you can look. Step into her. She's a really nice filly. Trolled up unbelievably good the other day and beat a couple of Group 1 horses, so...
Really?
Dropping back into a three-year-old own age, I thought they might serve us up in the red, but they put us in the black so you can play her. She's the one that's value, and Dance Music's another one that's going to do it all up. But,
six of seven.
She's got a good... She was one that I was potentially going to bring across for the Sangster, but she's just a bit light, not ready to go. And then to fly to Melbourne, then chuck to Adelaide, I was worried I wouldn't have a horse by the time she arrived here, so... She'll have this run, then I'll put her out and she'll play Melbourne Spring.
Well, there you go, punters. Race 4, number 2, Flirtini at Ascot, into race 8, number 2, Dance Music. Simon, good luck, mate.
Thanks, Michael. Lovely.